We're going to call to order the AMADS TAC Advisory Committee meeting, March 17, 2016, 1:30 p.m. We determined that there is a quorum present. The next order of business is the approval of the minutes of January 21st, 2016.
Dave White, move to approve.
Thank you, Dave. Can I have a second?
Joe Caroline, second.
All in favor? Hold on. Any discussion? Are there any corrections to the minutes? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Passes. Next on the agenda is the staff reports. We'll need a motion at the end of this. It's the financial progress report, and Curtis Baker.
Thank you. So the attachment 3A is our financial progress report. What you'll see is we got about a quarter of our year left as we end at the end of our fiscal year ends at the end of June. We've spent about 56% of the budget, so we are expecting to have some surplus this year. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Dave, what move to approve?
Second.
All in, well, I'm assuming there's no discussion, so all in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Curtis gave a second, a brief second for discussion, so I figured, well, got to work fast here, but you're out.
Guys, I want to start St. Patty's Day early, huh?
Joe Paradise told me he was on the meeting, so.
Next on the agenda, is a technical progress report. Again, Curtis will be presenting.
Thank you. So the technical progress, really, I don't have a whole lot to report, but as some of you might have seen, we are beginning our next round. We sent out a notice of funds available for the Connecting Communities program. On April 1st, we will be making applications available. We're going to have about $100,000 for the planning grants. And this year, we're not doing two $50,000 grants. We're doing kind of can ask up to $50,000. So if you have a smaller grant, a feasibility study, a trail feasibility study, something like that, those will be eligible, and then we're also offering points if you bring money to the table. So if you are going, want to make a financial commitment to whatever the program is or whatever your plan is, you'll also score better from that perspective. So there's a couple of tweaks that we'll be having when the application comes out, but we're looking forward to everybody who decides to apply and wish you the best of luck. And that's all I really have to report.
Next on the agenda is the AMADS Federal Funds Report from Victor Bodasol.
Thank you. Well, we're past funding end of the fourth quarter, fiscal year 2016, and we're shaping up to be the year with the highest expenditures in the history of AMADS, about $40 million. And unfortunately, most of that is $30 million of that is in the fourth quarter. But last year, we had a lockdown for this year. All the sponsors, the ODOT, all the confidence that these projects will be delivered in this fiscal year. So we also have to talk to the community tomorrow to go over these projects one more time to see for sure whether they're going to be or not. I think they are. So anyhow, Federal Highway has this ratio on, you spend $1 billion in construction money that equals about 13, comes out to about 13,000 jobs, so our 40 million for this fiscal year would go a little bit over 500 jobs. So this funding will certainly have an impact to our area. The recently approved projects, back in January, we approved 22 projects for funding, total somewhere about 26 million. And again, that funding is for 2021 to 2022. By this point, everybody should have submitted their programming packages into ODOT. A couple of days after that meeting in January, I sent out an email to everybody who approved the funding. I gave them information to contact ODOT to get that programming package here. So everybody should have that deal by now. If you don't, we'll be hunting you down. The contact can be in the next couple of days. That will submit. That's all I have on the
side. Any questions for Victor? Thank you. Old business? There's none on the agenda. Nobody has any other discussion on that? Okay. New business, AMATS Funding Policy Workshop Summary.
All right, well, I think many of you were in attendance at the Funding Policy Workshop meeting, so I don't want to belabor the three-hour discussion that was had there too much, but I did want to, as we discussed there, offer a summary of what was talked about. Attachment 5A in your packet is the sort of the summary. What we tried to do was boil down sort of the main themes that we heard throughout the discussion and things that we think the policy committee will want to take a look at. The staff will be recommending to the policy committee to create a subcommittee to discuss the funding policy. Just to give you kind of the bird's eye overview, a couple of the concerns. One was the TAC TIP subcommittee and its makeup in terms of communities over 20,000. There was discussion about should that be augmented with smaller communities? Should the policy committee have its own subcommittee to discuss funding issues, et cetera? Scoring concerns, there were concerns about ADT in terms of the regional amount of, or for regional projects, the amount of points we provide for ADT, which is average daily traffic. There were concerns about that it was very difficult for some communities to develop stage three plans to get extra points, as that was kind of offered as one of the ways to help push your project forward. Another issue was talking about capacity-adding projects, that they shouldn't be penalized as much as they are. The resurfacing program was discussed. There were some concerns with the resurfacing program that now that we're out almost 5-6 years on resurfacing, is that the best strategy to continue to do that, or should we try to bring it back into alignment to be more of a every 2 year program? Discussion about connecting communities is about awarding points for connecting communities, awarding more points potentially for projects that receive those grants, and also trying to broaden that program so more communities have the ability to get those types of points through those grants. Fair share was another thing that was discussed. Fair share was mostly the issue of, do we continue to look at the life of the amount of funds that we've provided since 1972, or do we start to have sort of a rolling end date, like a 20-year end date or a 10-year end date, things like that. And then there was a discussion about the TAP program. The biggest concern, the thing that we discussed, and I think we had all kind of run out of steam by that point, but was sort of that the Safe Routes to Schools program has become a very popular program, yet it's incredibly hard to fund those projects because ODOT only has about, $4 million a year for construction, and for us, those projects tend not to be regional in nature. They're more localized issues. So I think the discussion was, should AMATS even really be trying to fund any Safe Routes to Schools projects? Should they make it more of a priority, less of a priority? So you can see we kind of discussed a lot of issues at a high level. I think what the staff will encourage the policy committee would be to create a subcommittee where they could take a deeper dive, potentially even meet with the existing TAC TIP subcommittee so there could be some discussions from that perspective, and take some time over the next, really we've got a long time before the funding policy has to be approved, but take some months to review the process and make sure it's as transparent as possible. So if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them about the meeting, or if there's anything that you feel wasn't on the record at the meeting that should be summarized, please let me know. Because really this was sort of something that I think the policy committee was interested in and, want to look at a little bit in more detail. So,
is there any thought of taking key points from this and sending it out to the communities with an opinion poll of some sort?
Not at this point. I mean, we haven't gone that far. I think that would be a, survey monkey thing if that's something that a subcommittee would like to do. I think what we're going to do when we break into a subcommittee would be doing a lot of fact-finding, that kind of stuff, And I think what we're trying to do as staff is to make sure that, everybody at least has their voice heard, from the smaller communities to the large communities, making sure that, everyone's not going to get what they want, but at least making sure that they're part of the process and that there's able opportunities for funding available. So that would be an option.
With the large volume of dollars being requested each round, comparing that to the amount of money provided on a two-year cycle, could somehow the community's efforts that's putting this together have a side offshoot of how do we make the pot bigger? Because a lot of these issues might go away if obviously there was a lot more money to get further down the list every time.
Right.
So how could that be addressed as a, not necessarily part of this, but as a sub thought process to the...
And I did bring that up at the funding policy meeting near the end of the meeting. I think you had left at that point because we had discussed some of those issues. But that what I would really like to do is, you know, I think part of our role at AMATS is to advocate for the state and federal for more money to the locals, to the region. You know, we're, I think what we need to do as a committee is decide what are those things we really want to rally around. Is it, you know, is it something like a federal gas tax issue, which we've done twice now with, you know, minimal success in terms of resolution? Or is it something where, you know, we want to specifically lobby ODOT for X, you know, or XYZ? And, you know, we will be looking for direction from the policy committee, how they would like us to do that. Because there's pros and cons. You don't want to get on ODOT's bad side and, you know, you don't. Oh, go ahead.
No matter how you change the scoring, the four or five projects...
Right, you're only going to fund 10% of the projects.
Yeah. No matter how you shake the scoring out, it's still going to only fund a very, very small number.
Yeah, I mean, we had $130 million in ask, and we gave out $19 million. So it was, you know, it's like I said, we're never going to get to the point where everybody's happy. But I think to have a fair, transparent process that people feel like they were at least given the opportunity to speak on is probably the most important thing.
Is AMATS getting back their, I'm giving you a fair share of CMAQ money?
Right now, I believe, Victor, at this point we are. We've gotten back our fair share of CMAQ.
Yeah, we're about where we should be.
And then the other one could smaller communities with those type of potential projects, it may not gain that level of interest in Columbus, where on a local level, maybe AMATS could take a look if they had CMAQ back under their local organization. Maybe some of the smaller communities could do some of those CMAQ eligible projects for smaller communities.
Yeah, and we have discussed. There is a committee of MPOs that meets semi-regularly. And one of the things we're discussing right now is putting together the request for going back to sub-allocation from ODOT. But, you know, it becomes a political issue as well. It would be nice to have that. I mean, that would be another $12 million every round of funding if we had our CMAQ allocation back, or $10 million, something like that. So.
No more discussion?
Thank you.
We'll move on. Resolution. We have resolution 2016-05, and Dave, please, present it.
Okay, thank you. Resolution 2016-05 is amendment number 5 to the current TIP. This amendment adds two new projects and revises the funding and schedule of two projects. One of the new projects is State Route 14 in Streetsboro, engineering schedule in 17 and 18, using nearly $750,000 of highway safety funding. Freedom Trail is simply adding $1.27 million to the local share. That's a trail project in Akron, sponsored by Metro Parks. Cyberling Way Demolition is a project that we're adding $753,000 of AMATS STP funds. These STP funds are coming from another Cyberling project called Cyberling Way Phase 1, which was part of the Goodyear group of projects, so it's just more or less shifting some money around. And then another new project is the Central Interchange project, where we are adding $2.7 million in HSIP funding for engineering in 17 and 18, and $900,000 in HSIP funding for right-of-way in 2019. The staff does recommend approval. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Move to approve, Jim Holden.
Dave White, second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Curtis, do you have any other business?
Well, just because I don't want to let you guys get out of here with only 15 minutes of a meeting, I will say that, and I know the tournament's on too, so you know we're fighting a good fight here on St. Paddy's Day, but I hope the venue wasn't too difficult to find. Obviously, you know, some of the things that I wanted to say that didn't want to say in email was just that I'd gotten to the point with Quaker Square where it was just becoming a little bit unmanageable, both with ADA disability type issues as well as kind of just their management in general. So we felt like this location was at least central, still pretty easy to get to, and a nice facility. So, you know, but we're always open to moving or looking, or, you know, if next year we want to even go to a different community or jump or things like that. You know, we used to do these in Stowe a while ago. There's, you know, we're open to all options. So if you ever have a thought or think that a venue would be, you know, the perfect place for it, feel free to raise that, but I think we will be here for sure through the rest of the year, and hope you guys at least find it hospitable. So.
Are they going to give us a little pad of paper and pen every time?
We can hope so, right?
Small amenities?
Yeah.
Metro RTA is launching a like an 18-month study process to revisit all our route schedules to try to rationalize them in a different way. And I just wanted to announce we've got about a dozen public meetings scheduled over the last 2 weeks of April. We'll be hearing some announcements about those. Those meetings are in Akron, Tioga Falls, Barberton, really all around the Summit County service area, mostly in Branch Library. So keep an eye out for that, and I just want to invite anybody, if you got suggestions about things that are or aren't working so well about Metro service, let me know, and you know, we're going to be trying to grapple with those issues in the coming year and a half.
Anybody else have anything else? Then we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.